Lakers and Nets are playing basketball in Shanghai as I speak, which means the NBA might finally be able to take an ever so slight pause in the week-long controversy that it finds itself in China. That's where we start the Morning Buzzcast for today, Thursday, October 10th. I'm Rick Ellington. The fact that the Lakers and Nets are actually playing today has to be a bright spot in what clearly will go down as one of the most challenging weeks in NBA history. However, things today haven't gone without change, as the Chinese government mandated that Adam Silver canceled his scheduled pregame press conference and that players from both teams would be off limits to the media. ESPN's Rachel Nichols, who has been in Shanghai the last few days covering the news as it rapidly develops, reports that fans were given free Chinese flags as they walked into the arena to show their support for the government. So far, nothing out of the ordinary has taken place during the game itself. And if you just turned on NBA TV to watch it and hadn't been paying attention to everything that has happened over the past week, you wouldn't have any indication of the heightened emotions that have surrounded the game. It looks like any other normal preseason contest, outside of the fact that there are no sponsor logos on the court due to the companies pulling their support for the games a few days ago. Meanwhile, the China controversy is now starting to show up here in North America. There were several protesters at last night's Washington Wizards preseason game as they were playing a Chinese opponent. The protesters would yell "Free Hong Kong" during the action, while others had signs that carried similar messages. While the signs were confiscated because they broke arena policy, it doesn't seem like any of the fans were ejected from the game. The same can't be said for two 76ers fans who attended a game on Tuesday as Philadelphia played that same Chinese team that played in D.C. last night. The Sixers said the fans were escorted out of Wells Fargo Arena not because they displayed pro-Hong Kong messages on their shirts and signs, but because they were being disruptive to other fans. You've got to think that other NBA teams and teams across other sports are currently in talks to make sure arena security is all on the same page regarding similar actions that might take place in the coming days and weeks. President Trump weighed in on the NBA-China situation for the first time late yesterday, though he took more aim at Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich than he did the league itself. He blasted the two championship-winning coaches for, in his words, pandering to China. The political action didn't stop there, though, as Ted Cruz and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who obviously sit on the far end of their respective political parties, are among the politicians to send a letter to Adam Silver criticizing the league for its reaction. It's easy to say something dismissive about how it takes the NBA to get the two sides to work right now, but I do think it is indicative of the depths that the NBA finds itself in that Democrats and Republicans are crossing the aisle on an issue like this. On to baseball, where the National League Championship Series is set after what can only be described as two totally different games yesterday. The Nationals will make their first appearance in the LCS after a dramatic extra inning affair that shocked the Dodger Stadium crowd last night. Meanwhile, the Cardinals cruised home after scoring a record 10 runs in the first inning yesterday. As a lifelong Braves fan, that might have been the most painful 20 minutes of baseball that I've ever watched. There is, however, an interesting hook to come out of Atlanta for our purposes. The Braves, prior to the game, canceled a planned foam tomahawk giveaway and pledged to tone down the number of times it played its infamous Chop song following criticism early in the series from Cardinals pitcher Ryan Helsley, who is Native American. The Braves didn't say if these policy changes would extend to the 2020 season, and it's probably not fair to expect the team to make such a declaration at this time, but it is worth keeping an eye on. The Cleveland Indians have limited exposure for their chief Wahoo in the past few years, and the Braves Chop certainly has drawn criticism since it was first introduced in the early 90s during the Braves' run at that time. That's your Buzzcast for Thursday. Hope you have a wonderful day.